Hotels in the Czech Republic are allowed to reopen this Monday as part of the final wave of easing of coronavirus lockdown measures on businesses. However, with travel restrictions still in place, the situation in the Czech tourism sector is by no means back to normal. Tom McEncrow spoke to the president of the Confederation of Trade and Tourism of the Czech Republic, Tomáš Prouza, and asked him if the hope for increase in domestic tourism will help relieve some of the pressure.
Of course, Czechs spending more time in the Czech Republic will help a bit. But of course, what we see from the numbers today, they don't plan to spend 2 week holidays in the Czech Republic. They asking and sometimes booking only a 1 week holiday or even a long weekend. So there will be, let's say, some assistance from the Czechs traveling for the hotels, but our estimate is that it will cover only about 30 to 35% of what the foreigners would spend in the Czech Republic.
You were saying those numbers, which sound rather alarming. Is it true that some hotels are planning not to open at all this summer in order to prevent losses?
Very much so. We already see it in Prague, where foreigners covered more than 90% of nights spent in the hotels in Prague. But we also see it in spa cities like Karlovy Vary or Marienbad, where again, some high-end hotels currently have about 10 to 15% of their capacity booked. So in many cases, only having 10% of guests even doesn't cover the running costs of the hotel. So many of them are saying that they might open only next spring.
Hotels have reopened today. This was sort of part of a timeline which the government gave. It was a bit of a, one could expect beforehand what was going to happen a bit more than, let's say, 2 months ago. When do you think things will really get back to normal for Czech hoteliers? I know that things could still change, but let's say, you know, on the sort of trajectory that we are.
I think when you look at hotels and pensions in the mountains, they will get back to normal during the summer. But for hotels in large towns, large cities, I think the back to normal might come maybe in April 2021 if there is no second or third wave. If there is, we might actually see a lot of closures of hotels for good.
What would this closure of hotels really mean, let's say, for foreign tourists?
If there's the same number of tourists as in the past, that would, of course, be noticeable. But even next year, we expect less tourists in Prague and other cities than in the past. So it will not be visible too easily. But of course, it will have an impact on employment. It will have an impact on the range of services. So in general, I would say you would see a drop in quality of tourism services.
Do we know sort of roughly how many hotels do we expect could close or, you know, are at risk of not surviving this year due to the effects of coronavirus?
For the higher-end hotels, we see about 10 to 15% of these hotels to be at risk. And the decision will be made during September, October this year. Because if there is no second wave of the pandemic, it will be much easier even for these hotels to get back into normal. If there is a second wave, if there are again the border closures during the autumn, then these higher-end hotels will be badly hit and many may not survive at all.